Says Moser Rabba. Rabba asked the kasha to Rav Yechanan. Says Allah later, somebody says, Koinein Sheini Nois Laplonis. Somebody makes in this a neder, I'm not going to marry this lady. You know why? Kura, because she's ugly. Farehi no, and really comes out she's pretty. Or else you're making this neder, like vice versa, they gave you shidduch, and they told you that she's ugly, so you said, I'm a zoi, I'm making neder, I'm not going to marry her. But later, when you find out, you see her, she's beautiful. So that's not called a neder. Or else, shchera, somebody told you she's a schwarzer. It doesn't mean mama's a schwarzer, she's black. And later, when you say, so you made a neder, if that's the shidduch you're giving me, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to marry her. But later, when you looked at her, farehi levona, she's white. Or else Kitzara, they told you, we'll give you a shidduch for a short lady. And he didn't like it. He made a net, I can't marry a short. He's 6'10". He can't marry a short lady. Farehi Arucha. And later, when he found her, she's a long, she's a tall lady. Halacha is mutabo, that he's allowed to marry her. So, loimifnei shekura v'nasis no. Not the pshat, because at the time when you made the neder, really she was ugly, but just later, when she changed over, she became nice. Or else, not because really she was a shchayra, she was blackish, but nasas levon and she became white. And not because tsara, she really was short. I don't know how this could be. But nasa rucha, when she put on high heels, and she became tall, that's not the pshat. That's not why she's mutta. Ela shaneda tois, because the neder is a mistake. You made a neder because they told you the shidduch here, she's ugly, she's short, and she's black. And later came out, she's not that way, so it's a tois. The neder is not chal. So that's the Mishnah later. So Gemara asks now, so if so, like, what do we have to have our Mishnah here for? Like, if, according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Mishnahs are talking about that it's a mistake, so what do we need two Mishnahs for? So this lema the Rafun, it's very good the way Rafun learns our mission over here. To Yomanas, the Ketola Nidra Bedover. To here we're talking about the father did not die yet in our Mishnah. Or the dog is still in the house. So at the time when you made the neder was chal. You made a neder, you can't marry him because the father was wicked. So true, Kol Zaman is dead, he or he's alive, you can't marry him. But our Mishnah is telling you Chiddush that later when he dies, then she becomes mutter to you. Because it's like you made the neder on a condition. I only make this neder not to marry you as long as the father is alive or as long as he's a wicked man. But when he changes over or dies, then I can marry you. So that's Pshat in our Mishnah. So it's good. It says two Mishnahs. Tana Tola Nidre Vedover. It says our Mishnah here, the Chiddush. When you make a condition that your neder is telling totally somebody else, the Tana Neder Tois, and then the next Mishnah later talks about where you made a mistake. You made a nisah not to marry this ugly lady, but really she's not ugly. Therefore it's mutter. That's why we have two mishnahs, it's good. Elul Rabbi Yechanan, Tiyoma Kfa Meis, Ukvarosa Tshuva, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, that learns our mission here, is talking about that it was a mistake. You made a nisah neder not to marry her, because you thought the father was wicked, and it comes out that you're ready to tshuva. So our mishnah is also saying it's a mistake. Says so, Lomuli Lemisni Trei Zimni, Neder Tois, why do we have to have two cases here, two Mishnahs, the exact same Chiddush? It's saying the same Chiddush over twice, that you made a mistake. So if we have our Mishnah, that you made a Nisah Neder not to walk into this house, because you think there's a wild dog there, and later they tell you, Shno, the dog died 2 years ago, so the Neder is not Chal, it's a mistake. So that's the same halacha as the Mishnah later. Why do we have to have two Mishnahs for? So this is the Gemara says Kasha, it's true. This is a little Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Therefore, it's more mistavra, the way Rav Huna learns, that our Mishnah is not talking about a neder tois, but our Mishnah is talking about that you toli pedas acherim. You made like a condition here. That's why later, when the father dies, or when the dog dies, then you're allowed to go into the house or marry the lady. Mishnah writer. V'yoyid omer Rav Meir. Rav Meir says another Chiddush. That poischin loy min hakosiv shevatera. We can go to somebody that made a neder, and later, when he feels bad about it, and he wants to find a Pesach, that the Chochem should be matter his neder, that we have to find out something that he has to tell us. That if he would have known this and this, he would have not made the neder. So it's enough to tell him like this. We could tell you, did you realize there's a Pesach in the Torah? The Yomim Lord would tell him like this. If you would have known, you're over not to take Nekama, or else be Allah Sitar, not to be a Neiter. In other words, you made a neder now that your friend cannot have any enjoyment from you. That was a neder you made. Your friend Reuven, you can't have an enjoyment from me at all. Now usually there's a reason why you do that for. This time you got angry at him. What do you get angry at him for? So usually it's because now you hate him, or else because you want to take the cover, you want to take revenge, like he did something to you, so because of that you want to do something back to him. And that's a lav ha-terah, that's le-sikon le-sitor. So we could tell the person, listen, you made the nether. If you would have known when you made the nether, you wrote with this lav of le-sikon le-sitor, would have you still made the nether? And if the person says, no, I wouldn't have made it, that's called a Pesach. We see you feel bad you made it, that's enough. Or else, if we tell you, listen, why did you make this nether that your friend can't have any enjoyment from you? It must be that you hate your friend. If we would tell you by hating your friend, you're over a lav ha-terah, the Torah says you're not allowed to hate your friend, would have you still made the nether? If he would say, no, I wouldn't have made the nether, that's called a good ha-terah. Or else, there's a mitzvah that you're supposed to love your friend like yourself. Now, if you love yourself, you won't make things awesome to you. So how come you made on your friend that he made this and that that he can't have any enjoyment from you? It must be you don't love your friend anymore. So you're over the sister asayov for your house to rechel kamecha. Or else, v'chayochichimach, the pasuk says your brother should live with you. In other words, if he's poor and doesn't have what to live on, you're supposed to give him tzedakah. Like now you made an itzaneder there that you can't give any enjoyment to your friend. Your friend can't have enjoyment from you. So if you would have known that now that your friend is poor, and really there's a mitzvah for you to help out your friend, but now because of your neder, you can't help him out, you can't give him tzedakah. If you would have known this, would have you still made a neder? And Omar, the person answers back and says like this, Ilo Aisi Adeya Shukain. If I would have known this is Amov with these Averis, I would have not made the Neder, Hareza Mutter. That's called a good Pesach. That's also called a Pesach that we don't say the person's embarrassed and a lie for this, but no, he means the truth. If it didn't bother him, these Lavim, he wouldn't be embarrassed now to say the same thing. No, I would not stop making the Neder. Since it's only one Lav of the Torah, it's not against the whole Torah itself, here we're not afraid he's going to lie. These are verses that says in the Torah Nebuch, people don't think it's so bad. So therefore, if a person made the neder, and he taka hated his friend, so if we tell you later, would have you still made the neder? If he meant to really make the neder, he would still say yes. It doesn't bother him that much to say yes. Rafuna, the son of Rav Katina, said to the Rabbanan, Neima, why can't the person answer back like this? Kol demani, lava, lie, nothing. What are you telling me? That since I made the Yisra Neder, I can't give him any enjoyment. Now if he becomes poor, I'm over this avera of not giving him tzedakah. Is it true that anybody that becomes poor falls upon me? That there are other people to help him out. I'm not over the avera. The answer is like this. Leima, kol demani, lava, lie, nothing. Hechi ketoni, how do we say to poiskin loy that this could be a good charata, shem yoni, maybe your friend will become poor. V'yatiyachol panasoy, and now that you made the neder, you can't give him anything. You can't give him panasom. Uktoni le behedyim in akasa b'torah. You're telling me from the pasuk in the Torah, the yalma mechayi b'ochi, that really you're supposed to support your friend. So leimulen, let him answer back like this. That kol d'mani lava l'inofel, shani mechayi b'panasoy, Levadi, like anybody that gets poor, do I have the chiyuv to support him? Myself. My demotl lefanasei, ba'adi kuli alma, mefanasalei. That just like everybody has to support, just like me, everybody has to support him. For yishoy yehu bekach, apo pi shosro lov nechosov, shere loyitin v'yodoy, el yad gabay. In other words, not a direct chiyuv upon me to give him the money. Let him go to the gabay tzedakah, and I'll give the money to the gabay tzedakah. So I'm still allowed to do that. I can't give him direct enjoyment. But here I'll go and give my tzedakah to the gabbai. And now whoever needs money comes to the gabbai. So there's still a way that I could do my chiyuv. So how could the Mishnah say, we tell you, if you would have known that through your neder you can't do this mitzvah, would have you done it? Let him answer back. I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, even if the person needs a tzedakah, I still give tzedakah. I give tzedakah to the gabbai. And whoever needs money, come to the gabbai. Like, does he have a right to come to me directly? So Mara says, this part of the sign again, that name, let him say, Kol demani lava lainofel, my demotali lapanasoi, badi kuliyama mefarnasolei. Whatever I have to do, I'll give with everybody else. In other words, I'll give it to the gabbai. I'll give it to tzedakah. So he can still collect the money. So why is it called I'm doing such an avera now? So the Gemara answers, Omalei, he answered back, Omalei. And the Yomer, I say like this, that kol hanoifol, and the noifol, they gabbai tchila. People that become poor, first they were doing well. And now business goes bad. So when business starts to go bad, they don't go running to the gabbai tzedakah to collect tzedakah first. That's not where they go. The first thing they go is to their friends. They ask their friends to support, give them help, like to build up their business. So since this person was your friend, and if you wouldn't have made this and that there, he would have come to you, and as a friend, you would help him along, and now because of your nether, you can't help him along. So that's something to feel bad about. So that's called a good Pesach. For that time, can we have a time that if you feel bad, we can be mad to your nether. Because that's something to feel bad about. Like this, true, it's not a chiv upon you, but normally you go to your friends for help. So now that you have this and that, you can't help him. If you feel bad, that's called a good heter. So the Mishnah writer says, Poischin liyodom b'ksubas ishtoi. We can be matter a neder for a person if he sees that the ksub is not to pay his wife is too big. In other words, a man first made an ish and neder, he's not going to have any enjoyment from his wife. He got angry at his wife, and he said, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from you at all. Like, you can't give me anything. He made him this and that, that his wife cannot give him anything. And later he gives a get to his wife. And when he gives a get to his wife, now he has to pay the tzuba. And he doesn't have money to pay her. So normally the wife would say, you know what, give me money and I'll give it back to you. Or else I'll be making the money to you. But now that he made him this and that, that his wife can't give him any enjoyment, he can't do that. He doesn't have to give every penny he has to his wife. So that's called a good Pesach. If the person would have known that because of this neder now I'm going to come broke, that if I would have known that by me making a neder that I can't have any enjoyment from my wife, and later I give her a get, that yes, again, so that's called Peschen Liyodom B'Ksuva Sishtei. You're allowed to be making the neder because of the Ksuva, that the Ran says. Shaymim Loi would tell this man, this husband, either way you see a day, if you would have known, Shiyelecha lefroyach subasa, that you would have to pay someday a ksuba, klum nodarta, would have you still made the neder that you can't have enjoyment from her? Iyom alav matirinoisoi. The husband says, no, I would have never made the neder. If I would have known that I'm going to have to give her such a big suba and I can't afford it, and she can't give me any money back, I would have never made the neder. So that's also called a good Pesach. Umay said once happened the story, the echad with a man. He made this a neder that he can't have any enjoyment from his wife. And later he gave her a get. And now, boy, Haksuba test dinrin. Haksuba was $400. And the person came to complain to Rabbi Kiva. He said like, V'chayva lita lo ksubasa. So Rabbi Kiva said, listen, you have to pay your wife the $400. Haksuba is test 400 dinrin. You have to pay the 400 dinrin. Is Omaloi, so the man started to complain to Rabbi Kiva, Omaloi, Rebbe, Ches Meyos Dinrin and Niyach Abba, Punk my father left over with Yerusha, he died, he left over $800, that's what my father had. But there are two sons, so Notal Achai Dalad Meyos, Vani Dalad Meyos, my brother got $400 and I got $400, so all I have to my name now is $400. Adaya Shatitali Masayim Vani Masayim. Hey, shouldn't it make sense now that let me just pay my wife 200 and I get 200? Like, let me split, let me have something. Let me live also. So Omalei Rabbi Kiva said, Afilu ato moicha sara shecha. Even if you're not going to have a penny left to your name, that in order to eat supper, you're going to have to sell the hair of your head, ato noisim lo ksubasa, you're mechuyev to give her the ksuba. She gave her a get now. You have a chiv to give your wife a ksuba. The chiv is $400. If you have $400 to your name, you have to give it to her. Ah, you're not going to have what to eat. That's tough. But you have a loch, you have to pay the ksuba. Sell you here if you want. But you have to pay the ksuba. Oh, my Lord. Now the man answered back and said, Ilu isi yadei yeshukein, lo isi noider. The man said, you should know, if I would have known that such bitter times will come, that I can't have enjoyment for my wife, she can't give me anything now, I would have never made a neder. Ve'tiru Rebbe Kiva, in such a case, Rebbe Kiva was matter the neder. Now that he's matter the neder, it could be, first of all, she could be meichel the ksuba, she could say, kilu es kabalti, or she could say, give me, I'll give it back to you. So this is also called a good Pesach. If the person would have realized that he's going to come out, he's going to lose so much from this ksuba, from the issa neder, he would have never made it. So that's called the neder. That's called a good Pesach. This is not called like a neulot. It's not something new. It could happen. So therefore, this is called a good Pesach. If you would have known this would have happened when you made the neder, you would have never made it. That's called a good charota, good Pesach. Akov on the Gemara says, "Metaltle mi mishtad l'ksuba is a metaltle mishubat to the ksuba." Or shalhei gerus. The Ran Gerus says, "Shamet minor metaltle mishtad l'ksuba." Plukti the Ramei of Rabbanan, because it says over here that the husband got a Yerusha from his father for $400. So it says this money was Meshubah that he had to give away to his wife. So the question is Metaltlim money Meshubah to the Ksuba, like it's a Machlekes in the Gemara? So Rabbi answers, could be our Mishnah wouldn't be any proof to that Shaila. Because could be Karka Shova Ches Meyas Dinrin. Could be now Mishnah, the case was that his father died and left over not money, not metaltlim. Metaltlim means things that are movable, but it could mean the father left over property, left over karka. Just it was worth $800. So one brother got 400, then he got 400. But it could be the Mishnah wouldn't be approved to that machlokes. There's a machlokes, the Gemara Ksubis, Remeya, the Nechachomim, is metaltlim, Meshuba to Ksuba. So from now, Mishnah wouldn't be any proof. For the Gemara, why not? It says now Mishnah Shah Roshai. It says the Mashma, even the hair of your head, you have to pay to your wife to give her for a ksuba. The Shah Roshai Metaltanu, and the hair of your head, that's called Metaltlin. So you see from now Mishnah, even for movable things, you would have to pay your wife to ksuba. Tomorrow says Hochikoma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Afilu Atomoicha Shah Roshecha. The Oichol, that's what it just means to say. It means to say that if you're going to give away all your property, and you're going to have nothing left to eat for yourself, and you only have to sell your hair to eat from that, that's what you have to do. But it could be not that you're paying your wife the ksuba from your hair. Just means that if you don't have a penny to your name, so what? Like, sell your hair and get some money. Shamat minay, if so, we have a proof from here. Ein misadrin lebal choyf. Like, we don't leave over anything for the bal choyf himself. It's a question. Rashi Ran says, plukti per kamakabal. Ikaman di yama dem nichen loy. Mito mafas akliyum nosoi, or mosin yud beis chodesh, to goma micha micha meirchin. That some say, when you owe money, we don't take away your last penny. We always make sure you have some leftover money for yourself. We can't take away your bed, your clothing, your kliyumnos, and enough food to live on for a year. You have to have enough money for a year. And here our Mishnah is a mashma, that our Mishnah says, you have to pay up every penny you have, even though you'll have no money left. Even though you'll have to sell your hair of your head, for a teat. So, Chura, you see, we're not misadrin, ain't misadrin lebachoyf. And the Rani is at the kasha, because the Gemara Bamitsi is a machlekes. Some say they know, we can't take away all your money, even though you owe it, but we have to leave over for what you need for that year. Sakura Mishnah says, we take everything away, we just leave over your hair. And the Gemara Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Loimar just means there Shein Nekarin Shtak Suba. Just mean maybe no. Doesn't mean really we take away every penny you have. Just means that even though right now you don't have enough money to pay the ksuba, we don't say pay what you have and that's it. Go home and like rip up the ksuba to say she can't get more. No, you have the chiyav kaseda to pay her. Ah, you can't do it right now. So whenever you get more money, you'll have to. And the Rambam says Kleimer. Eilachanami, the misadrin. Of course, we leave over what you need for this year. Mi hokakomalei, afilu atoysel efnim mishuras adin. Even if you want to do with them mishuras adin, v'yenech roitzer besider, you don't want to keep anything for yourself. Letechshav lipoter, don't think that you're part of yourself. Don't think there's any way for you to free yourself from paying the complete ksuba. To liyolam and incurring subasa, we never rip up the ksuba. Kidei shim yimtzlu cholacha mikan tachsa v'tigva. Because if you will get money later on, we let her collect the rest of her money. In other words, even though you don't have the money now, and as much as property you want to claim, you don't have the money now, so as much as you pay now, pay. But if you don't play, if you don't pay now the complete ksuba, we hold on to the ksuba, and eventually she'll get her money. So it could be for now, mission, there wouldn't be any proof if you collect the ksuba from a talklin, or whether misadrin l'bal chayv. It could be we are misadrin l'bal chayv. Just means here, no matter how, yeah, which any way you want to get out of the ksuba, we don't let you. That's a chayv, you have to pay it. The only way is out, if she's meichel, she could meichel the ksuba. All right, stop here.